Start your day at the Torah Way, Northwest London. Wednesday, 22nd of Adar Rishon, 23rd of February. Rabbi Benjamin Mark Shlita, New Mitzvahs. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Shimon Bowden on the first yard site this Friday of his late mother, Moritz Chana Bashimuel HaKohen, Zichron Lebracha, Mrs. Ellen Bowden.
Morning, everybody. We're not too far away now from Purim. So we're all steiging in our Mr. Nicholas Aldemarvin de Simcha. We've got 2 months of it this year. And of course, if we think about it, there was we take Purim for granted. Purim is a Yom Tov, and it's part of our life, it's part of our the yearly cycle of Yom Tovim. Of course, there was a time where there was no such thing as Purim. Before, obviously, the Maaseh Mordechai and Esther, before the whole Maaseh, there was a time when there was actually no Yom Tov of Purim. I don't know if there was still an Inyan of Mishnechus on the Maaseh of Simcha before Purim. But there was a time when there was no Yom Tov of Purim. So, the Inyan I want to discuss today is whether or not there is a potential issue of an Issur in the Torah to add Yom Tovim, as Chazal did, and they did by Purim, and they did by, obviously, by Chanukah, which is an Issa of Baal Toysif. We know that in the Chumash, in Parshas, actually, this law comes in the Chumash twice, once in Parshas Veschom, and once in Parshas Re'eh. And for reasons that I don't know, there's a famous Ramban here in Parshas Veschom. And when you look in the Chinuch, and I think the Rambam also, when he's going through the Minyan and Mitzvahs, for some reason he counts the Posuk, he brings the Posuk in Parshas Re'eh as the Mitzvah. Okay, I guess that's a question, why are there two Pesukim in the Torah the same thing? I think there is a Gra about it, but we're not going to discuss that now. So the Posuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Lo Sisiv Adama, Asher Anoichi Metzaveh Eschem V'lo Yisigru Memenu. So Rashi says there, the simple explanation of this mitzvah is that you're not allowed to start making additions to the mitzvahs that the Baal Shem Tov has given us already. So don't take your tefillin and make an additional, you got your four and add an additional section in the tefillin and put in another parasha. Don't make five tzitzis, five cornered beggar and add five tzitzios. Don't take your luluv and add another min. This is all is the way Rashi explains us al pi Chazal, we find the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not to be moisif in the mitzvahs that the Baal Shem Tov has given us. That's what Rashi says. Now, the Ramban there says as follows. The Ramban says, but the dati, in my opinion, says the Ramban, that even if a person is boided, a filu badal as mitzvah, if a person would invent a new mitzvah, for example, we find like Yeroboam ben Nevat, right, when there was a split in the kingdom, split in Klal Yisrael, Yeroboam ben Nevat was obviously Melech al Yisrael, and Rehoboam was Melech over Yehuda and Binyamin, and he didn't want everyone going up to the base of Mikdash, so he made the Golem, and he made a place where the Yidden should go there, they shouldn't go to Yerushalayim. And he made a new Yom Tov, which is in, I think, Shia, possibly, I don't remember. But was somewhere, maybe he made a new Yom Tov. So, say Ramban, that is a problem, that is a new mitzvah. Now, the Ramban says, obviously, let's just take that for a second. We know that Torah Shabbat Peh is full of mitzvahs to Rabbanon. We know that Chazal are moisif many, many things. So says the Ramban that the things which Chazal made, the holders which Chazal made, where they made them as siyogim and gdorim, those fences to protect us from coming, from being over on Isurim Daraisa, that is definitely not a problem of Baal Toysif. And not only is there no problem about Toysif, it says the Rabban is a mitzvah. We know there's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Yevamos says that the Rabban Shalom instructs the Chachomim, you should make a Mishmeres and Mishmariti. The Chazal have a mitzvah to make Gedorim to keep us away from coming on being over on the Isurim d'Oraisa. For example, Shniyos, right? There are rayas. There are so many rayas which are obviously the raisa. There are shniyos which are only osim and the rabbanon. Mukta, right? It's the Tikkun, Chazal and Moisif. There are many things that Chazal and Moisif. Where will the Torah should be much smaller without all the different Tikkunos and Chazal. So saying that, man, that is definitely not a problem of Baal Tosif. You look at the Rambam Hilchas Mamrim says, Rambam also talks about this. Interesting the way his presentation is, he asks it also, he does a little bit as a question. He says, if we find, says the Rambam, if we find that there, we know the Chazal created when they were massacred to Tikkunos. So what is it then the Torah says, Baal Tosif? He says, Mahu Zeh. Shehis hero hatoyro lo toisif Allah veloisif mimemeno. Should say the Rambam shelo lehoisif al tivrei toyro velegrum mehen nikvoya davar oinam shu mina toyro. So the way the Rambam seems to be saying is, you're not allowed to take a mitzvah, not allowed to take something and say that it's mina toyro. Don't take something which is mina rabbanon and then, oh, you know, this is mina toyro. This is not mina. It's not mina toyro. You can't treat it. You can't relate to it. You can't call it. Min ha-toyra. And he goes through, and he brings an example. He talks about the issue of Bosa B'cholov. Bosa B'cholov, we know, min ha-toyra, you cannot take Bosa Behema Tahoyra and cook it in the Cholov of Behema Tahoyra. And Huadin for Chaya. Chazal learned that it's not just a Gdi, it's not just a goat, not just a sheep, it's also Chayas, other Behemas, Tzvi, a deer, for example, would have the same issue as well. But what about Oif? What about birds? So, okay, there is an opinion in the Gemara that it's Minotoyah. But we Paschal Halacha that it's not Minotoyah. Says the Rambam, and we know that it's Osir, and it's definitely Osir Midrabon. So says the Rambam, this is the Rambam, the example the Rambam uses. Says if you take Oif, Oif, Bacholov, and you say it's Minotoyah, that is Baal Tosif. It's not Minotoyah. Now, the Ramban is very interesting because the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah to add Siogim Gedorim. Fine. But what about mitzvah chodosh? Mitzvah chodosh, creating new mitzvahs. How can Chazal do that? So the Ramban says that when it comes to siyogim kedorim, he says like the Ramban, as long as you're aware, as long as we know, and it's made clear that it's not in a Torah, it's just mudar rabbanon. That's not a problem. I was thinking actually that maybe that's the reason why we say sofik the rabbanon, the kula, even though sofik the rice of the chumah. Maybe just, we need to distinguish. We need to know there are distinctions, and we'll come back to that later. But anyway. Say the Ramban, you're allowed to be Moshe. Chazal could make to create the Tikkunos. It's mashma from the Ramban that a new mitzvah, which is not a siyag, how can you do such a thing? So here comes Purim. Says the Ramban says like this. We find in the Gemara, actually Gemara, it's a Gemara Bavli, in the Gilad, Daf Yudalit, and the Gemara Yushalmi, that Chazal had a big problem at the times of Mordechai and Esther. About adding this new mitzvah, creating this new tikkun. So I'll read you the Gemara in Bavli.
What's the new mitzvah itself?
There's the Kriyas HaMegillah, so Yom Tov, Tanis Lev Yoin,
Mishloach Monos. They're already there.
Okay, Mishloach Monos, Suda, Mishta, Kriyas HaMegillah.
Let's see what the Gemara says.
What were Chazal darshan? Which means, says Rashi, it means. So how were they allowed to add mitzvahs Megillah? How could they add mitzvahs Megillah? Om Reb Chiya ba'Avin, Om Reb Yeshua ben Karacha. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma'am avoy avdus lecheirus by Yitzis Mitzrayim. Rashi says that Klal Yisrael said Shir Aleyam. Certainly we celebrate it when we go from Amon, who wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and there was a geula from that gezeira, certainly there's no problem. And Rabban, Alatoyah there, the Parshas Veschamim, says this was what he says, that this was what was bothering Chazal. He says that's pshat in this Gemara. This Gemara that says, Chutz Megri Megillah, V'may Droish, meaning what bothered Chazal, what was Chazal worried about in this Tekona that they had to look for some rationale and justification to be able to create this Yom Tov of Purim, is the problem of Baal Tosef. And the Yerushalmi is even more explicit. Yerushalmi says, Reb Shmuel ben Nachman Shem Ebi Yonasan, Shmoyim Mechavish Zekeinim, Mehen Shloish Shekama Nevim, the Ashenex is a Gedolim, and that generation basically, Hayim Mitzta'arim. He says, Rosh Natsar, which says the Gemara, Hayim Mitzta'arim, they're Mitzta'ye, Aladov Azeh, Amru, they said, Ksim Eila Mitzvah, as he says in the Posek, Eila Mitzvah Shetziv Hashem La'as Moshe, Eila Mitzvah Shinistavim Bibi Yisrael, Bekach Amalan Moshe, no one's going to be mechadish new mitzvahs. So how can we do that? And Mordechai and Esther want to be mechadish a new mitzvah. Noistin, they didn't move. They were mefalpel. They tried to find a makor. At Sheir Kodesh Baruch Hu Neim, they had Siyata Dishmai. They found Matz Oisa Ksuvim B'Toyin Levim Ksuvim. They found a makor, a drosha. We're going to the drosha. But they found a drosha. They found some kind of drosha. Now, the starting point of both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is the same. That Chazal and that door, they had a problem. They were worried to be masakin this Yom Tov of Purim because of this Baal Tosef. That's where the Ramban explains it. Because the Ramban says, and this is my right, says the Ramban. This is my right that there is a problem of Baal Tosef to be mechadish new mitzvahs. So you can look in the Chinuch and the Ramban there. Quoted before, they don't discuss this. The Rambam says, don't make things which are madrabonim in a Torah, gedorim siyogim, that's okay. They don't discuss creating new mitzvahs. The Rambam says, I've got two gemaras which tell me clearly that come along and create a new mitzvah is a problem. But the answer that the Babli said is not the same as the Yerushalmi, just by the way. The Babli says, to Kal B'Choymeh, we're allowed to give Shira, obviously we give Shira from Abdus L'Chayim, certainly from Misa L'Chayim. That's the Babli's answer to this problem. The Chazar reckoned with this problem. And the Yerushalmi says, they found a drosha. Okay. Uncle Ponim, let's ask a question. So, this Gemara, if we've got Gemara, we've got Ramban, the Ramban's got a Mefurash Gemara, Chazal can't just come along and make new mitzvahs. Is this problem, the same problem by Ner Chanukah as well, by Yom Tov Chanukah? Is it the same problem? Purim, Chanukah, why should there be a difference? So Rashi says on the page in Bavli, that as follows, I read you the Rashi, Rashi says, in Toime Ner Chanukah, why is the Gemara only asking on Purim, Kvar Pasku Anevim? Says Rashi, there were no Nevi'im in the times of the mitzvahs of Chanukah, of the Nes Chanukah. Of Ben Mordechai, Hayu Chagai Zechari Melochi. So Rashi, interesting Rashi, what does Rashi mean? Rashi seems to be saying, Rashi's asking the question, what about Nes Chanukah? Why is the Gemara only bothered by Chanukah? No, because the Gemara says there were 48 Nevi'im and 77 Nevi'ois below Pachs of the Siru. So we haven't, that's where it's not a problem with Chanukah. Okay, so is it a problem? Was it a problem? How does Rashi answer the question? So the Mashal says that certainly the question of the Gemara is relevant by Ner Chanukah as well. There's really no difference between Purim and Chanukah. They're both new Yom Tovim. The Tekonas Chazal came along with no Makar, at least no starting point in the Torah. Okay, the Gemara's got answers, and there's Ramazim. But the same problem that exists by Purim exists by Chanukah as well, says the Mashal, Pshat and Rashi. But the Gemara is just focusing on Purim because it's dealing with Nevi'im. And says the Mashal, certainly in the same way the Chazal found justification for mitzvahs Purim, they found also justification for Chanukah as well. Now, okay, so let's go with that. So what is the Gemara's answer then? So says the Gemara, Kal V'Choymeh, we got a problem about that. Okay, Kavah Chomer. So what's the Gemara's answer? From the Hashor, it seems to be Chazal found the thing. It found the drasha. Found the drasha. It's okay. Says the Emek Sheila. Says the Netziv. The Netziv says as follows. He asks, or he presents the following Yisoid, the very fundamental Yisoid. He says that there's no problem for Chazal to make a Takoma when essentially what they're doing is extending something which exists deraisa. And we're not talking about siyogi, we're talking about gedoy, we're talking about protecting, creating fences to stop the Takoma of an Yisoid. He says, Tefillah, how can Chazal be Masakim? We daven three times a day. It doesn't say in the Torah to daven three times a day. How can Chazal come along and make a Takoma and daven three times a day? It's a new mitzvah, these are new mitzvahs. It's true that Chazal never told us that these mitzvahs are deraisa. But it's mashal, like I said before, from Ramban, that even if Chazal do not present a new mitzvah as being min haTorah, when it comes to a whole new mitzvah, that's a problem irrelevant. You can't. That was the way the Ramban presented it. Gedolim siyogim, oh, that's a mitzvah. Just don't pretend that it's min haTorah. That whole new mitzvah, Mehecha Tesi, says the Netziv, that there's such a thing as tefillah min haTorah. Tefillah is min haTorah. Obviously, the feed the Ramban says the chiyuv to daven every day in the Torah. And even the Ramban, who argues famously on the Ramban, and says there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day, but even the Ramban agrees there's still a musug of tefillah in the Torah, but a tzora, everyone agrees there is a musug of tefillah that is a d'oraisa dika musug, that when the chiyuv to daven under certain conditions. So it says that there's no chazal, there's no problem for Chazal to come along and make a takana, which is essentially just taking a concept, a mitzvah, which exists min haTorah, and extending that So therefore, the Gemara's Chazal to daven three times a day is definitely not an issue about Tosfos. So says the Netziv, the Huadin by mitzvahs, by Yom Tov Chanukah, Huadin by Yom Tov Purim. He says that, and that's what Shem the Gemara in the Bavli. He says, what the Gemara is doing there is saying, Kavah Chomer, we know there's a musuk of giving shira for a nace which happens. Now, that musuk, he says an amazing thing. He says, giving shira, giving haidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu for a nace which happens is min haTorah, b'sha'as a nace. I need to look it up again to see what the makor is for that, but that's what he says. He says that to give haidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu at the time of a nace, when a nace happens, you witness the nace, Klal Yisrael saw shira le'yam. And they were moided to the Rabbeinu Shleilah, the Shazam, that is a mitzvah deraisa, chiyuv deraisa, to give haidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu b'sha'as hanes. So when Chazal came, and it's called Chomer for Misa l'chaim. So it says the Netziv, there's no problem Chazal to be misak in these new Yom Tov and Chanukah, because they're just extending this whole musik, like we said before. There's a mitzvah to give haidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So maybe there's a mitzvah deraisa to give haidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu every single year for thousands of years. Oh, but it's not a new mitzvah, it's not a new concept, it's just Chazal extending that concept which exists already in the Torah Torahs. That's what we do today. Ad kan divrei hanetziv. So really then, according to that, this Gemara was no difference between Chanukah and Purim. But yesh oid. We've got more to say here. And that is Api, Chorinim say Api or Gur Ariyim. Api the Mara. Mara says, some very interesting words. Again there, Pashas Yitzchan on the mitzvah of Baal Tosef. The Mara says, Kol mitzvahs de Rabbonon, kegoy ne Chanukah, Eina kavona lohoisiv ala Torah. So the morale there is being misyachis. This problem is registered by the morale here in Gerari. Eina kavona lohoisiv ala Torah. Rag lasu zeichel anes. Ve'ein hoisofa al mitzvahs ha Torah. Ve'chein kol mitzvahs de Rabbonon. Eina hoisofa ala Torah. Deloi haba lohoisiv rak hashemoisiv ala Torah. Leoi shofa im ha Torah. Says the morale, it's only a problem when you try and take a mitzvah d'oraisa and you make it equal to the Torah. It's a bit similar to what the Rambam says. The Rabbonon. You take a Rabbonon and you try to make it like a d'oraisa. So it's a little bit like what the Rambam says Michas Mamlin. The Rambam wasn't ever talking about new mitzvahs. The Rambam is talking about taking a siyak or geder and saying that basa oif b'cholov. That's for the Torah. That you're not allowed to do. The Maran is saying that all tekolas chazal, there's no problem as long as you don't try and make it that it's milag min haTorah. Kagoy nechamikah. Chazal didn't try and ever pretend that nechamikah is min haTorah. It's true. There's drush. No, the drushim, if I remozim, nechamikah min haTorah, never tried to pretend nechamikah is min haTorah. So says the Maran Tzchius, and say the Avni Nezer, to explain the Bavli and to explain the Shalmi as well. Mori dekepshat. They say that what were mitzdayer when the Rishali says that Chazal were mitzdayer over mitzvahs Purim, they were mitzdayer over the following point. That the Be'etzer, now which Mordechai Vester wanted to make, a Zeich and a Neis and a Yom Tov, that's not an issue. The issue was, is the Abinezer, that they wanted to make it, it's Shova im HaToyra. They wanted to make Purim more than Chanukah. Purim, on a whole new level, as if it also if it's a Yom Tov Min HaTorah. How so? So Maariv Tzchi says they wanted to make. If you look in the Gemara, it says that they wanted to make it that it was a Yom Tov, literally Yom Tov like any other Yom Tov. That it, there's an Issa Melacha. So that wasn't accepted. But he said that was a problem that Chazal at the time had. The Avni Nezer says much more. Barichas says a tshuva he's got, and very interesting tshuva, the Avni Nezer, and he's discussing this point about what's the choymer of Purim. And he brings example, and he says that the problem was, and the problem with this Gemara is, that they were trying to make Purim Shova Min HaTorah. And he gives him a number of examples, and I bring another examples which we find in Halacha Shulchan Aruch, you see that Purim is unique. First of all, the halacha is a whole sugya at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. That what happens if you have mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah to do, and you have other mitzvahs to do? So we know Mevatan Talmud Torah Mipnei Mikra Megillah, Mavatlin Avoyda Mipnei Mikra Megillah. So it says the Taz there at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah that the Rambam's opinion is that even if you won't be able to mekayim that mitzvah afterwards, Mikra Megillah comes first. The Ran says not like this. The Ran says certainly you've got a mitzvah d'oraisa and you've got Mikra Megillah. So if you're going to be able to do the mitzvah d'oraisa after you've done the Megillah, so then go and do Mikra Megillah. But if you're not going to be able to do, that mitzvah d'oraisa after you've finished Kriyas Megillah, so then certainly doesn't Mikra Megillah is not doicher. But the Ran says the Taz, but that's the Rambam, that that's not the case. That even if you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa, you should be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa, and you should be going oisik in Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Avni Nezer, how can that be? How can it be that Kriyas HaMegillah, which is only the Rabbanon, should have this choymer of a d'oraisa? I mean, obviously, and even it's better because it's pasul menisa, so therefore it comes out actually shokel and better. But says Avni Nezer, that's it. That's exactly what Chazal were bothered by. That the tekona was done in a way that it was made shokel kishel toira. And that's certainly an issue of altoisit. And that's what Chazal were looking for. And it definitely fits with the Yishami. The Chazal found a real proper drosha which justified and allowed them to do this. Another example, which the Avni Nezer brings. He says, if you have a city where there's a sofik, whether or not it's supposed to make Kriyas HaMegillah on the Yudalad or Tezvav, so you have to read it both days. So as Avin is, why should you do both days? You should say, sofik debonu l'kula. Okay, you can't say sofik debonu l'kula to not do any Kriya, otherwise, you know, that doesn't work. Oh, but you should go after the Roiva Oilam and do Kriyas HaMegillah on Yudalad. Why do you have to read it both days? Something to follow the code. Why should you read it both days? This is because it's got the choymer of Min HaTorah. It gave it a choymer of being like HaDoraisa. You have to do both days. Min HaSofik. Another interesting. Again, I don't think that Avni Nezer brings this right. But another thing I noticed that Mishnah Berurah brings. Yeah, there's a lot of ways Mishnah Berurah brings that in Hilchos Megillah. If a person is a Sofik, if he heard Megillah, was he Yotzer or not? You have to hear Megillah again. And he brings, it says the shame of the Prima Godin, you have to bring it. Why? Because it's Divrei Nevi'im. So you see from that that there's something about Mikra Megillah that it's stricter, it's more chomor than a regular Drabonon that you would say, Sofik Drabonon Lukula.
Go ahead.